it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Welcome to this episode of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Today we talk about a very exciting opportunity available to residents of New South Wales and the ACT. If you've ever wanted to visit the United States of America and find out what's happening with blind people in and around California, now is your opportunity. Crystal Malcolm, the CEO of Blind Citizens New South Wales, joins me on the line now. Welcome to New Horizons again.
Thank you. How are you?
Very well. How about you start by telling us how things are going with Blind Citizens New South Wales?
Yeah, it's very exciting in the office at the moment. It's very busy as always. We're getting ready to relocate because, as many people would be aware, Vision Australia, where we currently rent, have sold their building at Enfield, and so everybody's having to relocate. So we're in the process of looking for a new premises somewhere in the Sydney metro area, obviously somewhere close to transport so that people can get to us easily. And but it will be considerably smaller than the space we have at the moment. So we're also having to pack up a lot of our stuff and get rid of a lot of things. So over the next few weeks, we'll probably be putting some messages out for various items that we will need to rehome. And I already know that we've got quite a few Perkins Brailers that will be looking for a new home.
Well, they're always useful.
Several braille books and stuff. So if anybody is interested, then keep an eye on the lists and give us a call in the office and we can let you know what we have probably closer to the end of April when we've had a chance to go through everything. We have to be out by June at the latest, so it's not a long time, but hopefully it'll be enough time for us to get everything sorted out and find a new space. So as soon as we know where we'll be going, we'll definitely be keeping everyone up to date with all that as well.
Now you've got something else that's happening around June. Tell us about that.
Blind Citizens New South Wales has partnered with the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind in California. And we've got an opportunity to send up to four people over 18 who are blind or vision impaired over to work at the Enchanted Hills Camp for the Blind over the American summer. So it's a good excuse to escape winter. From the 16th of June to either the 6th or the 20th of August, depending on people's availability and their skill sets and that type of thing. And basically what they'll be doing is working as peer counsellors and camp leaders at the camp. And it's a camp for people who are blind and vision impaired, and they have various different groups that come through over that 6 to 8 week period and various different themed camps. So San Francisco Lighthouse is a similar type of service to what we have over here with Vision Australia and guide dogs and that sort of thing. So they help with employment and technology training and basically helping people adjust to vision loss or learn new skills to be able to keep doing what they want to do. But then they also have this campsite as well, which they've had since the 1950s. It was started by a lady called Rose Resnick. And Rose is a lady who's blind, and she really thought it was, you know, important for people to have a chance to get together and share skills and learn new skills and just be with other people who are blind and vision impaired and learn from them. So the camp's grown a lot since then, and I've had a look at the website and the YouTube videos, and I've been talking to Anthony Fletcher, who's the camp director at the moment, and sounds like they've got a great place there. It's up in the mountains in Napa, which is a couple of hours out of San Francisco.
So who goes to the camp?
The camp is for all different people. So they have camps for families with blind children. They have youth camps. They have music camps. They have a chemistry camp, a woodworking camp, horse riding, sport and recreation type camps, camps for people who are deafblind, camps for people who are vision impaired but also have other disabilities, like intellectual disability and that type of thing. Whatever they think of, I think they come up with a program and give it a go. And so over the summer, that's just what happens week after week. They have different groups coming through.
Wow. And how did this come about from the point of view of BCNSW?
Well, last year, Graham Innes, our president, went over there, and while he was staying in California, he met with Tony Fletcher and Brian Bashing. So Brian is the CEO of Lighthouse, and Tony is the director of the camp. And they came up with the idea. And so when Graham came back and put it to me and to the management committee, we just thought it was a fantastic opportunity for people here in New South Wales because, you know, I guess from a personal point of view, I have benefited immensely from being part of a mainstream education. But one thing that I have missed out on and that I think is a really missed opportunity for a lot of people, younger people who are blind and vision impaired, is that we haven't had the chances to mix with other blind and vision impaired people in the same way that people who would have gone to their schools for the blind would have. So that's one of our reasons for wanting to send people, is so that they can be around other people, they can learn some skills to bring back, and they can, you know, they can demonstrate their own skills and share their own stories with other people and bring it back to hopefully benefit the community in New South Wales and the ACT, and help us to develop some more programs here that can, you know, get people together doing different things and learning from each other.
What a great idea. Perhaps you could explain the process for us. What exactly are you looking for here?
Okay, so it's a pretty intense criteria. There's a lot of things on there. But I guess to wrap it up without reading the whole selection criteria to everyone, over 18, blind or vision impaired, willing to become a member of Blind Citizens New South Wales. And basically, if you think you've got the skills to be able to work at a camp for up to 6 weeks, so this is living in cabins, helping people in their living environment, coordinating activities, supervising activities, supporting people with any health requirements and that sort of thing. And if you're open to sharing your parts of your life and your story as a person who's blind, then that's the type of people we want to hear from. It is going to be pretty physically intensive as well. So it's summertime, you're up there in the woods, you're doing physical activities. And, you know, somebody who's confident with their orientation and mobility as well is what we're looking for, because you will be responsible for helping other people and helping them develop their skills as well. Yeah, having said that, there's 2 weeks of training before you start working at camp, and that's all provided. So you'll fly out of Sydney on the 16th, have a couple of days to get over some of your jet lag, and then from the 19th of June, you start training for 2 weeks with Lighthouse and then into it for the camps. And then there is a music camp and a horse riding camp, I think, are the ones after the 6th of August. And so you'll be able to, at the interview, there's an interview process after you've submitted your selection criteria. And at that point, you'll be able to talk to us about whether or not you would like to stay for those camps. And obviously, if you have particular skills in anything like music or horse riding, water sports, any athletic type people that might find it something they'd want to do, or if you have skills in deafblind communication as well, those type of things were all things that Tony mentioned would be helpful, but not essential, because you can, there's still loads of work to do by the sounds of things. Yeah, and there's people, volunteers that come from all over the world. Tony was saying that he has several volunteers that come from outside of America each year. So it sounds like, you know, apart from just a great opportunity to do some cool stuff, it'd be a really good networking opportunity for whoever gets to go as well.
And certainly great to put on your resume, things like that, for future employment. So how can people find out more information?
So the full information pack and application form is on the Blind Citizens New South Wales website. So that's www.bcnsw.org.au. Or you can email me at executive@bcnsw.org.au, or give us a call in the office on 02974 1516. And applications are open until the 23rd of April, which is the Sunday before Anzac Day. And then the selection panel will look at the applications, and we'll contact people probably early in May to do your interview, and then we would like to announce the successful candidates at our general meeting on the 20th of May, which is going to be at the Gosford Hotel. And then, yeah, we'll put everything in place and off you go. I forgot to mention that so Blind Citizens New South Wales is covering the cost of the return airfares to San Francisco, and then your food and accommodation is included at the camp for the duration of your stay. So all you have to pay for really is your travel insurance, any visas that you might need, and obviously making sure your passport and everything is up to date and you're able to travel.
Well, I'd like to go, but I understand it's only for New South Wales people at this stage.
Yeah, at this stage it is, unfortunately. But, you know, who knows? Hopefully this will be the start of something, and we'll see where it ends up. But, yeah, for this first time, New South Wales and the ACT.
And it'd be nice to think we could get our own summer camps organised as well. It would be a great opportunity for many people who are blind or vision impaired in Australia, and especially people who are going blind or recently lost their sight. Crystal, thanks very much for joining us on the program.
Thanks, Juan.
And that was Crystal Malcolm with Blind Citizens New South Wales. Don't forget that BCNSW and BCA are currently in negotiations for a merger at this point. We'll be able to bring you some details in the next couple of months about the progress of that and what you might be able to do to assist the process. If you'd like to go to that camp in the US, then get the information pack and the application form from the BCNSW website, www.bcnsw.org.au. The applications are due by the 23rd of April, so you've got a little under 2 weeks to get your application in. So make sure you address those criteria. It sounds like an interesting opportunity. If I lived in New South Wales, I'd certainly be putting my name down for it. So perhaps when we find out who's going, they might like to talk to us on the program about what they think they will bring to a camp like that. And of course, we will follow up with them upon their return to find out how it went and what the highlights of those camps were. It would be great if we could get something organised over here like that, wouldn't it? Blind Citizens Australia relies heavily on donations from its members and from the community. If you'd like to donate to BCA, you can find out how to do so. The BCA website has all of that information for you, www.bca.org.au. Furthermore, if you'd like any information about anything related to blindness and vision impairment, just give the office a call, 1-800-033-660, or send an email to bca@bca.org.au. We like to get your feedback about New Horizons. If you have any feedback, you can email me on new.horizons@bca.org.au, new.horizons@bca.org.au. And I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.